This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Now that the last Oscar party is over, former Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o, star of Black Panther, will star in the adaptation of The Daily Show host Trevor Noah's memoir, Born a Crime, Stories from His South African Childhood. Noah had a white father and a black mother under a regime in which mixed relations were punishable by months-long prison incarcerations. It was released in 2016 and became a bestseller. Katy Perry performed over the weekend in support of mudslide survivors and first responders. Having grown up just north of Santa Barbara, Katy was devastated when 21 people died in the January 9th mudslides in nearby Montecito, an hour and a half north of L.A. She performed three songs and raised over $2 million for the cause. Good for you, Katy. That's amazing. The 50 Shades movie franchise continues to perform to incredible numbers at the box office, and the franchise just crossed the 1.25 billion mark globally. 50 Shades Freed, the third and final film in Dakota Johnson's hit series, so far earned $306 million worldwide. The films have a combined production cost of only $150 million, so Universal is happy. Dysfunctional couple Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber hung out together again. The 25-year-old singer was seen making her way out of Bieber's home and into her waiting SUV in Beverly Hills. Earlier this week, the on-again couple attended a church service together after returning home from a trip to Jamaica for Justin's dad's wedding. Justin's dad's third bride is only 30 and pregnant. Cardi B just bought Offset a brand new house made out of diamonds, and it fits around his neck. When she was here in town for the NBA All-Star Game, Cardi dropped $250,000 on a pendant covered in 150 carats of diamonds. The piece is ridiculously detailed, complete with graffiti and two figurines of her fiancé Offset, both of them armed with guns. Weird. The Walking Dead Season 8 mid-season premiere was the show's lowest rated ever. Blame Carl?
Spoiler alert.
Poor dead Carl. The mid-season premiere continued to suffer the ratings woes that have plagued the rest of the season. The show just isn't pulling in the numbers like it used to, but it remains the number one show of people 18 to 49, so it's not dead yet. Ever since Jack Antonoff and Girls creator Lena Dunham split after 5 years of dating, fans have wondered whether he and Lord were making more than music together. Despite them looking cozy in New Zealand last week, Lord decided to set the record straight, saying, quote, "Guys, no, Jack and I are not dating. I love him, but no," unquote. Single and erratic, Lord launches a world tour in April. Model Emily Ratajkowski married her boyfriend of a few weeks in a surprise ceremony at a New York City courthouse. The 26-year-old revealed her marriage to Sebastian Bear McClard in a snap posted to her Instagram. Emily, who first gained fame appearing topless in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video, surprised the hell out of her friends and family, to say the least. Over or the under for them? Jennifer Lopez threw her twins a 10th birthday party in Las Vegas. The A-list entertainer celebrated daughter Emmy and son Max with more than 30 guests at the Sugar Factory. The birthday bash reportedly lasted for 4 hours and included custom cakes for each child, a red velvet Mario Brothers cake for Max, and a chocolate sloth cake for Emmy. Baby daddy Mark Anthony was a no-show. Michael Wolff has announced a nationwide speaking tour. Wolf recently wrote the bestseller Fire and Fury, his detailed account of time spent in the Trump White House. The book made headlines around the world due to some of the tales about the president and his staff, but it was condemned by Trump and his supporters. Fire and Fury has topped the U.S. charts for the past 2 months. Of course it has! Since Prince's death in 2016, the singer's legacy has lived on in a number of ways. Fans can now pay homage to the star with their culinary skills, since a Prince-inspired cookbook is on its way. Little Red Velvet by Cat Food Bakery has plenty of Prince references, from Purple Rain cakes to Darling Sticky toffee puddings. The only thing missing is the fentanyl frosting. What? Rapper Youngboy Never Broke Again was arrested in Tallahassee, Florida for an outstanding warrant. The 18-year-old rapper, whose real name is Kentrell Deshaun Galden, was a fugitive from Georgia for allegedly committing assault, weapons violations, and kidnapping. He also has a prior record. Well, he may be changing his name soon to Youngboy Definitely Broke Again. Idiot. When Omarosa was ousted from her post at the White House in December, she promised the world that she had, quote, quite a story to tell, unquote. Her return to a reality TV career inside the celebrity Big Brother house promised all kinds of salacious gossip about her days in the Trump White House, but all viewers learned is that Vice President Mike Pence talks to God, literally. Has been. Heather Locklear was arrested for felony domestic violence and battery on a cop. The 56-year-old actress was brought in after a domestic violence call was reported at her residence. Locklear became combative during the arrest and hit three deputies. It was her brother who called 911 after seeing the actress and her boyfriend fighting. Her boyfriend also had a bruise on his face and his ego. The trash bin. Blake Griffin's blockbuster trade from the Los Angeles Clippers to the Detroit Pistons has slowed his relationship with Kendall Jenner. A source told us, quote, "They've definitely cooled off and are taking things at a slower pace. He got traded and isn't local anymore, so they've grown apart just because of distance," unquote. How do you cool off a relationship? Get sent to Detroit. That'll kill it.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter's annual report reveals that its $70 million SoundCloud investment was a bust. Roku stock dropped despite strong fourth quarter earnings. Amazon is acquiring Ring, officially entering the home security business. The moon will get its first mobile phone network next year, courtesy of Vodafone, Nokia, and Audi. Can you hear me now? On the moon?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther stays on top for a third week.
The number one album.
Bon Jovi's This House Is Not For Sale is the new number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover, knocks Fire and Fury out of the number one spot.
It was only back in January of last year that Christopher Comstock, better known professionally as Marshmello, appeared on the U.S. charts for the very first time with his song Alone. He's remixed the tracks Where Are You Now by Jack U and Beautiful Now by Zedd and immediately gained national attention by wearing a marshmallow on his head while DJing. And that's a tribute to Canadian DJ Deadmau5, who wears a Deadmau5 mascot on his head. His recent collaboration with Selena Gomez, Wolves, is a commercial success, reaching the top 10 in more than 20 countries. Here's Marshmello featuring Anne-Marie with the song of the week, Friends.
You say you love me, I say you crazy, we're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother, I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking that ish, only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that made me crazy, here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye, you really.
I made it obvious.
That was Marshmello featuring Anne-Marie with the song of the week, Friends. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.